I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan with you as always, and great to be back with you for another week. There's no question about it, Dirtbags. We live for this one. We live with this one. We do it for you, and we can't do it without you. So thanks for all the messages you've been sending, the support, and greatly appreciate it for sure. So, you know, Nolan and I have a busy week on this one. There's just another whole week of milestones across the MLB that we're going to be talking about in the first segment. Dusty Baker to Miggy to Shohei Ohtani and the Babe Ruth comparison, and just the list goes on. Then segment two, we're going to break it down and get talking about the art of constructing a team, whether it's in the MLB, semi, college, high school. And of course, we're going to be answering the curtain call questions in the final episode, and then we'll just close it up with our final thoughts. So definitely love having you back and love being here for another week. And on that note, we definitely need to, Nolan and I definitely want to give a big shout out to our sponsors over at Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. You can find teamavenuebaseball.com. You definitely want to check them out. Don't take our word for it. Just check them out and you'll find out what we're talking about. Same thing with Your Credit Pulse. Same thing. YourCreditPulse.com. So thanks a lot to them. Appreciate it. Love having them on board with us. And for anybody out there, you got to make sure that you follow us, and you can do that and or direct message us with your questions. You want answers, anything like that, you can find us at Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Twitter at Dirtbag Nation and the number one. And of course, on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Make sure you subscribe to us and follow along so you can stay up to date with all our videos and go from there, and you're never going to miss any exciting videos. We've got a great lineup coming up as well. This week, we've got the second episode of Mind Baseball, the Mind Baseball Bats, the team of Pete and Lance O'Brien from Texas. Last week's episode, if you haven't seen it, you can, it's going, it's up now on, our Dirtbag Baseball Talk YouTube channel. You can watch that one. And this week I'm going to be following up and talking with, Lance. So we're excited about that episode and, sharing the knowledge of baseball goes into it with the baseball bat, world, and who better to talk to than those two guys for sure. So on that note, we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags. So, getting ready for episode one. So you know what? Get out there, get that favorite drink like you like to do, get that comfortable position, or get the headphones in, however you like to listen to us. Make sure you're ready for it. So we'll be back after the break.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and hey, it's time to get after with one hell of a week of information and milestones. So, Nolan, I know you got a laundry list there. Good, get after it, brother.
So we'll start out the week, another Miguel Cabrera highlight, another Miguel Cabrera milestone moment, and he got a few milestones this week, actually. So Miguel Cabrera joined a very, very exclusive list this past week, one of only three players in MLB history to have 3,000 hits, 600 doubles, and 500-plus home runs, joining Albert Pujols and Hank Aaron on that list. He also had two more RBIs that put him past Frank Robinson for 21st all-time. He's one double shy of tying Barry Bonds with career double number 601, and that would put him in tie for 17th place on the all-time doubles list. I mean, what can you say? I mean, we've talked about him basically since opening day on the chase for 3,000 and finally gets 3,000, and more milestones are just getting broken by him. Obviously, first ballot Hall of Famer. Obviously, top five offensive player of all time from the right-handed side, at least. Like, unbelievable career. Shout out to Miggy still.
Yeah, absolutely, right? If you're not watching the Dirtbags, everything that's happening this year with the milestones with Miggy, across the board, man, you're missing out. You're missing out. It's just every night there seems to be something new and exciting. So you got to be loving being a baseball fan right now.
Then it was the Josh Naylor show on Monday night in Chicago. Guy in the eighth inning hits a grand slam. Then in the 11th inning hits another three-run home run. Two bombs, eight RBIs. Have a day, kid.
Yeah, what was it? First time on record or whatever, since stats have been kept at eight RBIs after the eighth inning.
Yeah. Yeah, like, craziness. Like,
again, right? Like we said, it's crazy that happened. Last week, we literally talked about you got to stay for all 27 outs because you never know what's going to happen in a game, right?
Oh, yeah.
And look at the walk-off wins this week alone, let alone the Josh Naylor story there. Show he had at what? Sunday night. He had the walk-off against the Nationals. All week there was walk-offs. It was crazy, man. I'm so fired up watching. I don't know what I'm going to see every night I'm watching it. It's awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah, and Josh Naylor's a guy that grew up an hour away from where we are up here near Toronto. And, I mean, we used to play against him in tournaments and stuff like that, and you could tell this kid when he was growing up. I'm 2 years older than him, and he would play in tournaments against guys my age. and he didn't look out of place there. And I mean, even him in the major leagues, he doesn't look out of place right now. So yeah, it's a real privilege to see a Canadian boy doing the things that he's doing right now.
Well, that's right. You hit the nail on the head, right? He was a baller as a kid. He was a baller against you guys, man. It was awesome to play him and that group of players. And hey, he's a baller now. So again, another great guy to have back on the field. Exciting, young, passionate, loves the game.
Then we got Shohei Ohtani making more history this past week. He became the first player since Babe Ruth, once upon a time when he played for the Boston Red Sox, to both pitch and bat in the top four of the lineup against the Red Sox or for the Red Sox at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I think I saw that it was like 1919 since somebody has done that. And then he ends up hitting the ball so hard he knocks his own number off the Green Monster. I don't know if you saw that one or not.
Yeah, the opposite field shot. And the funny thing is it ends up being a single, a 350-foot single. You're like, holy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that guy, like you just want to, yeah. I mean, they've talked about him since he came into the major leagues. But, like, guy's throwing 100 miles an hour. He's got the nasty splitter figured out this year again. I mean, he's making guys look stupid. Like, he made Rafael Devers in that game look absolutely silly. Pitched him the kitchen sink, and then all of a sudden finished him off with the splitter on the inside corner. And Devers is a guy, I mean, everybody knows that the dude can flat out hit. Like, he's been around 300 his whole career, tons of power. Like, one of the best left-handed bats, like young bats, I'm saying, in the game right now. And he made him look silly. And you could tell, he walks off the mound and he's fist pumping and showing tons of emotion. So it's real good to see, like, Shohei Ohtani finally putting it all together for back-to-back years. And his pitching, I mean, last year, there were some times where he was dominant and sometimes where he was spotty. This year, he's looked flat-out dominant.
100%, right? 100%. What do you have, 11 Ks in that game? You know, rips it up, the monster, what, rips a double, which, I mean, Jackie Bradley Jr. could have, he had a beat on it or whatever, lost in the sun at the last second, but right into the power alley of Fenway. You know, hey, he's starting to round out. He's starting to round out and back into that MVP that we saw last year, right?
Yeah. So, and it's funny because he got talking about it. I just saw that he was the latest player to say, hey, baseballs aren't juiced like they were last year or years prior. Because you could tell even that one, when he got it, he thought that he hit it 450, 460. And yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like the power alley in Boston is 420 to that right center field, whatever you want to call it, gap there. And he hit it, I don't know, 410? 405 maybe, like it's a home run and I think every other ballpark, they said. But yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, you can just tell, like, the balls aren't flying this year the same as what they were. Now, mind you, yeah, Jackie Bradley Jr., for how good of a fielder he is, you're not doing anything on that ball when you lose it in the sun like that. There was a few times this week where you just saw guys absolutely lost. Like, I was watching St. Louis and San Francisco this past weekend, and now, mind you, it wasn't the sun that was playing havoc, it was the wind, but tons of stadiums this year, the wind has been killing balls and blowing it all around the field. I don't know if that's affecting the home run numbers or what the deal is. I'm still thinking, based off of the way that everybody's talking, those balls aren't juiced. And even the reporters are saying they got to get the balls juiced again, so then that way they can bring back the offense.
Hey, remember though, Dirtbags, you heard it here first last week or whatever. So we made that call. So if they get back to the juice ball, you heard it from us. Make sure you give a shout out to the Dirtbags for sure. So no, absolutely right. It's that fine balance that we talked about last week, Nolan. Where MLB, they always seem to be in a juggernaut of what do we do with the balls? Okay, do we raise the mound? Do we lower it? Do we do a pitch count? Do we do shift? Do we not do a shift? You know, it's they just seem to be overwhelming the game. To me, overwhelming the game.
Yeah, they're outthinking everything.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I agree. You know?
Baseball's
if you have your opinion, Dirtbags, yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you have your opinions, Dirtbags, send them in to us. Direct message us on Instagram or Facebook. Follow us and send them to us, Twitter. Absolutely, man. We'd love to hear your opinions on it or whatever and that because there's obviously something going on with it. But on the other side of it, like we've been talking about, look at all these milestones. I don't even think we got to Dusty Baker yet, have we? Breaking the 2000 win plateau as a manager.
Nope. So he's one of five now that have gotten to 2000 wins for his major league career. What can you say about Dusty? Obviously, he's a Hall of Fame manager, done it with a bunch of different clubs. Once he's all said and done, yeah, he'll be obviously one of the greatest managers of all time. Obviously, the greatest African American manager of all time. The guy, he's just been doing it for so long, obviously, to get to 2,000 wins. But you can tell it's sustained success everywhere he's gone.
And absolutely. I mean, look at how he was able to come in and stabilize that situation after 2017, right, with the Astros alone. You know, he hasn't got that World Series yet, but it's right there. I mean, the World Series is tough to get. It's not easy to get. We talk about David Roberts out in L.A. all the time, right? He got his finally, but look how long it took him too, right? It's not an easy obstacle to overcome. It just doesn't happen naturally. So irrespective of that, man, hats off, dude. Hats off for who you are as a player, were as a player, who you become as a manager, and just good for baseball. Just he preaches the right message, right? You never hear anything bad, controversial about him. You know, and it's great. I was reading there last week, even his son there, he's up in Double A now, I guess. And it sounds like he's having a pretty good career. And it made me reflect on when they were in the World Series with San Francisco and they had to rush him off the field because he ran on to get the bat. He was the bat boy at that time. And they had to pick him up and get him out of the way of the play. You know, I don't know if anybody saw it or if you did, you know what? You remember those things. And that's what baseball's about, man. Just a great accolade for a great guy.
And one final shout out to my St. Louis Cardinals duo, the greatest of all time, Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, of course, setting the all-time record for most wins by a starting duo of all time with 202. Hell of a career. Great way to end it, boys. I hope it keeps on going, and I hope you guys set the all-time mark for most games started and caught by, obviously, the starting duo in MLB history. And just come back right after the break, and we'll be talking about the art of constructing a team, whether it's college, high school, or the pros.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And now we're going to get talking about the art of constructing a team, whether it's from that MLB, semi-pro, college, high school. There's really a skill, and it's a learning curve. There's no question about it, constructing a team. It's not an easy thing. It is not easy at all. It's not just throw good money after good money and expect it to be good money. A lot of times it's bad money spent, right? But again, it's always about evolving. I mean, you look at it right now, the New York Mets, for example, right? Starts with ownership. Get rid of the fact that, yes, he's a billionaire. Yes, we get that. But he was committed to something, and you're seeing it. He's taken a couple of years to put some pieces together. You go and you get the Buck Showalter, which ties in with what he believes in, talking about Stephen Cohen. But, you saw it last week, right? They had no problem cutting loose Robinson Cano and all the money owed to him. He didn't fit. It wasn't a fit. No disrespect. It just wasn't a fit with the system. The other fact, for example, on the Mets, is their stadium isn't conducive to the long ball. They tried that. It didn't work. Right now, they are the third lowest soft contact team in the major leagues, and yet they're at 20 wins. So there you go. They're getting the right people, the right mindset, and the right understanding to construct a winning team. But it does take time, right? You know, you and I were talking about it, Nolan, the Houston Astros as well. Way back, 2011 it started, I think it was. 4 years in a row, they went for the first overall pick. Some of them hit, Correa. Some of them didn't hit. But they also induced a whole lot of draft picks. So they concentrated their efforts on their minor league system, hiring the greatest out there. The analytics, they got it all going. And look where they are now. They're back and they're sustainable and they're going. I mean, that's just a couple of examples for me. I don't know. It's a challenge. You know it, Nolan, as well as I do.
Yeah, because you got to get, like you said, you got to get players that buy in from the top down. And the top down has to have the same consistent message all the way throughout. Because if you have different guys teaching different philosophies at different stages, then the players aren't going to buy into what you're trying to teach them. And it makes it nearly impossible for you to try and build a winning culture. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you can't get everybody on the same page all at the same time because guys are trying to do different things and everybody thinks that they're doing stuff the right way and it's their own way and it never ends up working. So that's the thing. I mean, like you said, the Mets, case in point, down 7-1 entering the ninth inning, they put up a 7 spot against the Phillies there on Thursday this past week. And it was one of those things where, like you said, it's not like guys are jumping the yard to all of a sudden make it a close game. Like, yeah, sure, they had a couple home runs there in the ninth inning. But like you said, the Mets aren't a team right now that's hitting for tons of power. They're not a team that has a lot of dudes that are going to drop 30-plus home runs. Like, you got your outside of Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, I guess Dominic Smith as well this year. Realistically, it's a bunch of guys that are probably going to hit between 10 and 20 home runs, be somewhere in that range. Like, even a guy like Jeff McNeil, who he's bought into the idea of, okay, you know what, I gotta be more of a contact hitter because I know I'm not jumping the yard. A guy like Starling Marte, who you never really have to worry about him hitting 20-plus home runs as long as his legs and his defense is good enough right now. Obviously, he's a guy that can very easily hit over 300 year in, year out, just because his speed allows him to beat out infield ground balls and whatnot. But it's a team. I mean, you got Buck Showalter out of the MLB Network office, and he's one of those guys where you can tell he's not going to go back into a situation where he doesn't think, A, he can win, and B, doesn't think that he can build the proper culture. And the recipe was right there for New York Mets and him. I mean, you look at that pitching staff as well. Like you said, obviously they go out to get a Chris Bassett from Oakland. Obviously, Max Scherzer, the big offseason signing with him. Jacob DeGrom, you still don't really know what's going to happen with him just because of the injury bug still. But it's a team right now that is well outperforming what they should be technically doing based off of their stats, but yet they bought into what Buck was trying to preach, and that's how you do it.
Exactly right, right? You got that McGill kid, you got Carrasco looks great again, and David Peterson picking up the slack, right? But again, those guys didn't have those careers before. Carrasco did, for sure. But again, you hit the nail on the head. It's about buying in. It's about really making sure your players unequivocally are on board with your philosophy, your construction plan, and going from there. Look at the Rays, right? The Rays have dedicated themselves to the pitching end of things. Look at where they are. Second in the AL East right now. Glasnow's not back. He's probably not back until what, July, maybe August. But they've been a pitching juggernaut of an organization forever. They trade them when they need to get new pitching, new players, whatever it is. And obviously they're developing great players too. We know that as well. But they've been able to sustain it because they focused on that heavily, on the pitching, and realize that's tradable assets when the time comes or if the time is there. So that's just another example, right? Look at Brian Cashman with the Yankees. Very quiet offseason, right? But at the end of the day, now, yes, you got Judge on the field. You got Giancarlo Stanton on the field. Things are going well. But it's just knowing your organization, knowing what's there, like you said, from the top to the bottom, having a lot of trust, moving the people that give you a yellow flag, maybe a red flag, and moving them without any issues. Not because you don't like them as a person, but because of a baseball decision in our organization, we're not a fit right now. And again, that's not easy to do. That takes full buy-in from everybody. And no bad talk, no backdoor jockeying for positioning on the coaching staff or anywhere else. It's just really buying in and making sure you're all on board. Oh, I mean, look at the Blue Jays too, right? Look what they've done over the last few years. Took them a while to get it going, but they put the money into Dunedin, fixing up the minor league systems, the minor league parks, getting a, fitness and conditioning and nutrition plan going, and the analytics working right. Now they're in a good position. They were able to go out and make those George Springer signings from a year ago, the Marcus Semien signing. This year, the Matt Chapman trade. You put yourself in a good position to move forward, but not only move forward in the short term, but long-term success, right?
Yeah, those were definitely calculated moves, and that's the way it's got to be. Like you said, the Yankees, realistically, and same as the Dodgers, now obviously the New York Mets, they're teams that can get away without necessarily making calculated moves because they have the deeper pockets, obviously, to spend. But, I mean, like you said, Brian Cashman very easily could have gone out and gotten a Freddie Freeman. He very easily could have gotten a few other guys. I mean, Joey Gallo, let's be honest, that trade has not worked out. He could have cut bait with Joey Gallo and tried to go out there and get a left fielder or some sort of other replacement, but instead he's just trusting the guys because he knows, okay, this is the recipe for winning. And you know what? It's proven to work so far, even with his lack of stellar pitching staff, I guess if you want to call it. Because, I mean, realistically, Gerrit Cole, your supposed ace, has not looked like an ace at any point yet this year. You got Nestor Cortez, who's all of a sudden flat-out dominating. You got a great bullpen. Obviously, Michael King, he's had great stretches so far this year and a few up-and-down spots. But, I mean, it's a team that, like you said, is just built right, and they trust Boone to do the right thing there.
Absolutely, you know. And let's go over on kind of an old-school system, in a sense. You know, your favorite team, the Cardinals. Right now, right? And I know it's, as a fan and a baseball person, you know, you're fired up because they haven't been bringing up
Nolan Gorman.
Been bringing up other minor leaguers, but that's what they've always done, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think the Cardinals' way is broken. Truth be told,
be right.
I don't know, man. Like, obviously, it's a team that for the whole entire century, they've had, what, one losing season? they're constantly in at least a playoff hunt until right around the last week of the year if they don't make the playoffs. And it's just not a team, though, that the past, what, decade, basically, since 2013, 2012? I mean, 2013, they went to the World Series, so obviously 2013. 2014, they went back to the NLCS. But even then, it was like, okay, you had great veteran players that stabilized these young players, and there was only a couple of young players, where now it's like, I'm looking at the Cardinals, Nolan Gorman should be up in the major leagues. Like, Paul DeJong can't hit a beach ball right now. They demote him, and they call up Kramer Robertson. Like, no offense to Kramer Robertson, but what the heck is that? Like, Nolan Gorman is hitting the lights out down in the minor leagues. Worried about playing time? No. Come on. Be better. Tommy Edman can very easily slide over to shortstop. Play there. You got Arenado. You got Goldschmidt. You want to bring out those young kids that can actually help you win. And the Cardinals, don't get me wrong, like, their pitching staff, they continue to do the exact same thing with their pitching staff over and over again because they know that they have an elite-level defense. So they get the guys that can throw the ground balls, a.k.a. Steven Matz, Miles Michaelos, Dakota Hudson, obviously Adam Wainwright, guys like that that have that good sinking action on their fastball. But, like, I don't know. The Cardinal way used to be, all right, we're going to get great veteran players and build around them with some of the young kids that we're calling up. But now it's like, okay, we're relying on young kids that haven't proven themselves in the major league level, surrounded by, obviously, Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. And, like, even Yadier Molina, he's not having that good of a year this year, statistically speaking. But, like, playing Andrew Kisner every other game? Come on. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, but that's the bottom line, Derbeggs. If you're a coach out there listening, you really have to have a philosophy and really thought out philosophy, and you got to surround yourself with people that buy in 100%, or you got to cut them loose. So we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions. So stay with us, Derbeggs.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions, Dirtbags. Again, great questions sent in to us. Greatly appreciated. So, Nolly, here we go. Is Mike Trout the best hitter in the MLB again?
The way he's swinging this year, it's hard to believe that he missed almost an entire season last year. Because that guy, he's flat out. There's not enough ways to describe how good of a hitter Mike Trout is. Hands down the best hitter in baseball still. He probably will be until the day he retires, honestly. Like, that guy, his swing plays to all fields. Like, there's not a ballpark in the MLB that can hold back him. He's that guy. He's been that guy for the entire for his entire career. And he's going to win Comeback Player of the Year guaranteed. It's just one of those things where, like, no matter what he does, it doesn't surprise you anymore. Like, he can't raise the bar any higher than what he's already gone. Because the dude, he very easily could hit 40-plus home runs this year, even in a year where they're saying the balls aren't juiced. Like, he's going to hit 300 again. He's going to have a 400 on base, and he'll probably have a 600 slugging. By the end of the year, his WRC+, that new stat that everybody loves to use, it'll probably be same as what it always is, about a .180, .190. Going to be top three in MVP. He's hands down one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And like you said, he's doing it off basically a year away from the game. So that's unbelievable. Unbelievable what he's capable of doing. So, all right, here we go. Does it appear like the hit them where they aren't approach is coming back?
I believe so. You're seeing more guys, obviously, with the amount of shifts that happen in today's MLB. You're seeing more guys, especially left-handed hitters, they're not afraid to drop down the bunts. The right-handed hitters, I've seen tons of guys go the other way and pound it through that second base hole. And it's funny because you don't see too many hit and runs anymore in today's day and age, which is obviously one of the things that really pops out when you're thinking about the hit them where they aren't approach. But there's just tons of guys getting ground ball singles, and you love to see it just because it's guys using the full field and guys understanding, okay, maybe those balls that I was hitting three, four rows into the outfield seats, all of a sudden they're dying on the warning track, if that. So now it's guys, okay, hey, we're almost bringing back that small ball approach, and yet averages are still down, but you love to see that guys are trying it, so then that way they can get that average back up over the 250 mark.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, like, why are you trying to force it through something? If they're giving you an open field, why would you not take advantage of that? We've said it forever, right, on the podcast, and it drove us crazy. So it's great to see players adapting and getting back into it and just using common sense, right? If you're on base and the next guy hits a home run, now you got a two-run shot instead of us hoping for a solo shot to drive it through somebody. So, absolutely, it's great to see it in the game again. Keeps them on their toes. It keeps it energetic. I love it. I love it. I'm excited about it. So, can Nestor Cortez really be the best pitcher on the Yankees right now?
Absolutely. Right now, I mean, should he be? No. Let's be honest. You're paying Gerrit Cole $300 million to be the best pitcher on the Yankees. But Gerrit Cole's not that guy right now. Nestor Cortez is. Keep riding him while you can.
Yeah, to me, he's like going back to Greg Maddux and Tommy Glavine when they were with the Braves. And just, he understands what he's capable of. He's really growing into himself as a pitcher. And it's not just right now. It's last year as well. The evolution and great to see. He understands. He's sinking. He's putting that cut fastball into play. And it's working. And he's trusting it and staying with it. So absolutely. Right now, I mean, he's got to be their Cy Young. Has to be. Because he's doing the right things that he's capable of doing and not trying to be something he's not. Fantastic. How big is it for the Padres to be having Machado and Hosmer off to the starts they are having, considering the big boy Tatis is on the shelf?
Well, you want to talk about the best hitter in the MLB right now. This has got to be the guy that's up there with Mike Trout. Manny Machado, what a start he's had. Unbelievable. That guy hitting everything in sight, leading the MLB in most of his categories. Like, he's off to a hell of a start. And Eric Hosmer, for all the trade talk and all the negativity that was surrounding him for most of the offseason, proving a lot of people wrong. I mean, obviously, it's still $20 million that the Padres are holding him on to for. But, like, come very soon, his trade value is at an all-time high. That's the simplest way to put it. So if the Padres are still looking at trading him, they're going to get back a great haul for him. But Manny Machado, my goodness, the man has been unconscious for the months, for the first month and a half. And right now, he's the early NL MVP.
Well, absolutely right. Look what he did to the Florida Marlins there last week alone. You know, home run after home run after home run, win after win after win against them in their park too, right?
Yep, he's holding down the fort.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head with Hosmer too, right? He's not going to end up with a 400 average. We know that. But I'll tell you what, talk about a little chip on your shoulder and go get him. I love it. I love it that he's doing that. Good for him, man, because it hasn't been just over the off season, right? It's been the last, couple of years they've been sitting there going, oh boy, you know, one of the worst signings in history. And to a degree, it is. I agree with what they're saying. But I'll tell you what, as a human being able to separate all that negativity and spin it into a positive, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great. Great to see. Shows adversity for all you people out there. Hey, you got to believe in what you believe in and not let the other ones, the outside, determine who you are. That's it, man.
So what do you focus on first when you start working with a pitcher?
For us, it's as simple as this. Building trust with them, because lots of times they're brand new. So you can't just dive in and start teaching them a whole bunch of mechanical things. You just have to let it unfold naturally. And yes, it takes time. And you have to be willing to take that time, and you have to be willing to explain to them as a pitcher that it's going to take time. If you're a young pitcher you're talking about, you have to include their parents as well. If they're looking for quick fixes and quick results or whatever in that, hey, you know what? Go to somebody else that promises that. We're not a fit. The second part of that is we do that through collecting data. And what we mean by that is I will go ahead and I will watch a pitcher for one or two times working with them, and I'll just let them throw. And I will be collecting data on things that they do properly already, and then making a list of things that we need to work on and change, and then start to implement it slowly and methodically.
And we don't just do that with the pitchers. We do that with everybody. That's one of our main Absolutely. Things is just, okay, we need to watch you. We need to see exactly how you swing, because guys can change up their swings from round to round almost. So it's one of those things where you need to see it consistently, so then that way you actually understand, okay, hey, this is what he's doing wrong. This is what he's doing right. This is the way that this particular kid likes to swing the bat. So we can fine-tune it to match his particular needs, right? Because not everybody is the exact same human being. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like you said, we're just trusting the process and we're collecting data on these kids from week to week. So, next question, what do you tell a pitcher to really focus on when developing him?
I have three things that we do for ours, and it's called pound the dime. The reason the dime is because we know it's a piece of money, but it's a small piece of money, right? Everybody talks about hit the glove, hit the glove, hit the glove. Well, no. If you take a glove and you have somebody look at it, they also see the rest of the outside of the glove, all the surrounding areas, right? Because you're looking at a bigger target. But if I look at something the size of a dime on the glove, now it's what I call fine focus. So we talk about pound the dime. Now, how do you get from start to the dime? You have to see the dime, number one. Two, Your stride foot has to go to the dime, because just like walking, wherever your stride goes, the rest of your body has to follow along. It's as simple as that. It has to follow where you stride. So we need to stride to the dime. And then if you take a ball into your hand and you roll it out your hand, the last thing to touch the ball as it leaves your hand is your middle finger. Those are all facts. That's real. So you have to see the dime, you have to stride to the dime, and your middle finger has to go through the dime. And the reason I want it to go through the dime is because that's your natural velocity. I want you to hit it or just throw it to the dime, because you could lob it to the dime. I want you to throw it through the dime, and then you're away to the races.
Final question for this week. I heard you talk at a press conference or at a conference one time, and you had really unique take on the pitching count. Could you share it?
Yeah, that's a good one. And this is a real pet peeve of mine, right? When they started the pitch count, let's be honest, it was because you had amateur coaches out there that really didn't understand pitching and still don't understand pitching. So they just figured that if there's a count on them, then at least that'll eliminate over usage. Great. Sounds great. But here's the problem I have with it. A regular season game is a high level of competition, but it's not the same as a playoff game, a tournament game, a championship game. It's a different stress level. It's a different mindset. It shouldn't be, but let's be honest, it is. So those 60 pitches on a dry day, perfect mound, are not the same as on a high level competition day. That's one example. They're sure not the same if you're on a wet field and the mound's sloppy and wet. You have to change your stride. You have to change your thinking. You have to change everything. So that's different stress level. Did you have, you know, your team score 3 or 4 or 5 runs when you were sitting on the bench recovering after your inning? Or did you go 1, 2, 3 and you're right back out there within 2 minutes? Again, rest and recovery between your innings. That's a different stress level. So for me, pitch count is, it's a nice thing, but it just doesn't work. It's not the real thing of what's going on with pitching. It's the environment. It's the level of the competition you're playing at in that moment in time. There's so many different variables that change those number of pitches on the stress of the pitcher. So that's what we're talking about. And if you want more information on any of this stuff that Nolan and I have talked about, reach out to us. Message us. Absolutely. You can do it through Instagram or Facebook, like we said, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Twitter at Dirtbag Nation, #1. Or you can contact me, Kirk, at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Because we want to go through this stuff, whether it's pitching, whether it's catching with Nolan, whether it's hitting, whether it's philosophy, building a culture. It can be anything and everything. But it is so important to have those conversations to get the knowledge. Whether you agree with it or not, that'll be a decision that's made at the end of the conversation. But how many times have we done that, Nolan?
Oh, tons of times.
And we just know. We know because we've done it long enough, right? That's just the way it has to be done. It's not a quick thing, is it?
No,
it's a long journey.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of explaining to people, but I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, you just buy in. Like we said at the top of the show, you got to buy in. You got to understand why. You got to understand what it is that you're doing. So, I mean, yeah, you're dead on.
Absolutely. So you can send in those questions to us. Like I said, direct messages, send any question, whether it's MLB, whether it's amateur, doesn't matter. And it's the old, you know, the unasked question is the stupid question. There isn't any. So we'll be right back here after the break, and we'll be going through our final thoughts, Dirtbags.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And here's our final thoughts, Nolan.
This week, it's going to be pretty short for me. Obviously, we got most teams starting up north here. Weather's finally nice. Good luck to all the teams that are out there playing, whether it's an opening tournament, whether it's their first week out on the field, whether it's their second week out on the field. Have fun. Go out there. Trust the process. Know it's going to be a long year, so you're going to go through your ups and downs. Understand the valleys are a part of the game of baseball.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man, for sure. So my final thoughts are just as simple. I mean, continue to enjoy this great season that's taken off so far at the MLB level. It's just like every week there's just something that's just, like we said, exciting, got you on the edge of the seat. There's no question about it, or a more consistent level, if that's the right way of saying it. So we'll probably be talking about that next week to some degree when we get a little bit more understanding of it. Like Nolan said, too, for all you young coaches out there, young players out there, it's a process, right? And you have to have a plan. You really do have to have a plan and a structure, and you've got to be able to take it and be okay with it, because you're going to have good days, bad days. But really, when you have a plan and you can understand that, let's say 0-for-4 at the dish and you barreled two balls as best as you could and they caught them. Well, you were 0-for-4, but really you were 2-for-4. If you think about it, you barreled two. They went right at guys. The next game you go 2-for-4 and you think it was great or whatever, but they were little bloopers that fell in. Well, your day at the dish wasn't really as good. It looks like it is as good, but it wasn't. So that's just an example, but just really build a plan. And if you have trouble with that, again, reach out to us. Reach out to us anytime. So be sure to follow us, like we said before, on Instagram and Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Follow us at YouTube, at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. This week, again, we've got the guys from Mind Baseball Bats coming on and talking about it. It's a great episode. You definitely want to watch it. We can't thank you all enough for listening, being a part of the Dirtbag Baseball Talk podcast, the Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We love it. Thank you again to our sponsors. And quick shout out to all the servicemen and women in the Armed Forces Network. If you're out there listening, nothing but respect for what you do. Keep it up. You do something so we can have the privilege of being able to bring this to you every single week and be in baseball. So appreciate y'all, and we'll be right back here next week.